This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 6. The gift of peace. Our reading comes from Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Can I just have a little peace? This could be the plea of a family member trying to escape the chaos of home life, a teacher bombarded with active children all day, or a medical patient caught in a whirlwind of tests, scans, appointments, insurance questions, and uncertain results. Stress takes its toll. When the Bible speaks of the peace of God that can guard our hearts and minds, this is much more than the absence of noise or busyness. God's peace, shalom, gives assurance that all is right in your soul, even if you can't resolve all the issues affecting you or predict the outcome of anything at this point. God's peace provides the assurance that God is still in control. How do we find this peace? The Apostle Paul encourages followers of Christ to look above and beyond the problem, to simply pray about everything, thanking God for listening and answering according to His perfect will. We can then set our minds on the blessings around us, whatever is true, right, pure, lovely, and we can let go of our worries. That may sound too good to be true, like the catchphrase, let go and let God. When someone offers superficial sayings to a person who is suffering, it feels like salt in a wound. But God promises to give peace to all who ask. Don't even try to understand how it works. Just pray. Pray with me. God of peace, we want your gift of peace. We need your shalom. Grant us deep peace that transcends understanding as we trust in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.